Blog Talk Radio. Program, we're going to continue part 14 out of the book of Revelation. We'll be looking at chapter 8, and we will focus your attention on the trumpets, the seven trumpets. However, I want you to keep in mind that at the beginning of the talk, we will spend a little time between verses 1 through 4 because the Apostle John is sharing with us the heavenly scene, and he's getting us ready for the turn of events that we will read about that will be coming on earth. And I want to also say to you, this is the only book that has a promise attached to it for those who would read this book, and I understand why, because it's empowering and it helps you to be able to prepare and to make a quality decision to get ready for the upcoming future to meet our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. And so that's why I'm really taking my time to go through each step, each verse, each turn of events, and to itemize the list as I did on last week when we looked at the seven seals. We took each one in pieces, as we will do now with the seven trumpets. We will look at each one in pieces. And so I'm going to right now give you a brief list of what is to come, where these seven trumpets are concerned, and then we'll start our study in the chapter. Now, the first trumpet, we'll see that the angel is given charge over the third part of the earth and the trees, and that they would be, you know, that they are not to be burned up. He's not to destroy any parts of the earth. We'll see that in Revelation 8 and 7. And then there's the second trumpet that will sound, and this angel will be given charge and power over one third of the sea, and it will become blood, and one third of the ships in the sea will be destroyed by fire. We will read about that in Revelations 8, 9. And then the third angel, he will be given charge over one third of the waters, and he will make them bitter. And I believe that his name is Wormwood. And then we'll look at the fourth angel. He will sound the trumpet, and he will have power over one-third of the sun and the moon and the stars to prevent them from shining. We'll read about that in Revelations 8 and 12. And then we'll see that there's another angel who was given charge over the locust and the wild beast and military powers. And we will see what he is going to do in Revelations 9, 1 through 12, if we can get that far. And then the sixth trumpet, which is the 200 million man army that will gather. And I think that's where we're getting ready for the Armageddon. Revelations 9 and 13, I don't think we're going to get that far. We may have to come back on next week for part 15. And then we'll see the seventh trumpet also, which is the kingdom is proclaimed. And that's the second coming. And that's the second coming of Christ in Revelations 11, 15 through 9. So now you have the list. And then when this program is over, you can go through with your notes. And then you can expand trumpet. I wanted to give that to you ahead of time because when you're reading through it, it all seems to be bunched together and mumbled, jumbled, and you really have to take your time, which is what I'm endeavoring to do right now. And so when we go over here, open your Bibles, if you would, you should be there now in Revelation chapter 8. The Apostle John says that there is silence in heaven. And when he had opened the seventh seal, there was silence in heaven about the space of a half an hour. Now, keep in mind, the next three verses, John is explaining to us, the believer, what he had the privilege of seeing in the space of this half an hour. And then he's going to go into the spill of the trumpets. And so he, in the second verse, and he said, "And I saw the seven angels which stood before God, and to them were given seven trumpets." And then verse 3, he said, "And another angel came and stood at the altar, having a golden censer, and there was given unto him much incense, that he should offer it with the prayers of all the saints upon the golden altar which was before the throne." We went over this in our previous lesson, and we understood that the incense are the prayers of the saints that come up before the throne of God. So, saints, I admonish you to keep praying, keep sending up your prayers, because they matter, and no matter how small, they are being stored up. And in verse 4, and he said, "The smoke of the incense which came with the prayers of the saints," and that's what your prayers are, like incense. They have an aroma. They smell good to God. "And they ascended up before God out of the angel's hand. And the angel took the censer and filled it with fire of the altar and cast it into the earth. And there were voices and thunderings and lightnings and an earthquake." Wow, that was pretty powerful. Now, my Bible does not go into great detail as to what these voices were, but I am assuming that it was the prayers of the saints coming back towards the earth. I can imagine that they must have been powerful. Okay, now starting from verses 6 on to the 13th, we get into the turn of events associated with the seven trumpets. And he said here in verse 6, he said, "And the seventh angel, which had the seven trumpets, prepared themselves to sound." So they got ready. They got lined up, each one having a moment to shine, each one having a moment to do his assignment. And so, and I, when I looked in the study, I said, "God, you know, how long did this take between verses 7 and verses 8? Before the second trumpet was able to sound?" So I'm not quite clear on that. If I am able to find a timeline between these angels sounding the trumpets, I'll let you know. I'm assuming, though, that it took some time because this is the great day of the Lord that we're looking at here, people. This is his time now where he is where he's taking out vengeance upon the rebellious. And in verse 7, he said, "And the first angel sounded, and there followed hail and fire mingled with blood. and they were cast upon the earth, and the third part of the trees was burnt up, and all green grass was burnt up. So this angel came to do away with nature and to remove the earth as the parts of the natural parts of the earth as we know it right now. And in verse 8, and the second angel sounded, and as it were a great mountain burning with fire was cast to the sea. And the third part of the sea became blood. Now, this is how his trumpet sound, you know, the noise of the trumpet, excuse me, sounded as if it were a burning, a great mountain that was burning. That sounds like a volcano eruption. That's the only thing that I can picture in my mind that we can identify with. So this second sound of the trumpet that came with a burning fire that went into the sea and burned up and it became blood. In my interpretation, I think that's a volcano. That's the only thing I know that comes out of a volcano with fire and lava and that runs down into the earth, into the waters, and that could do something like that. And in verse 9, and the third part of the creature, which were in the sea and had life and died, and the third part of the ship were destroyed, or I should say ships were destroyed. So the angel that sounded the trumpet that had the sound of a great mountain burning. He not only destroyed the earth, but the seas, and causing it to turn to blood. And the ships that were in the waters were also destroyed. And in verse 10, and the third angel sounded, and there fell a great star from heaven, burning as it were a lamp, and it fell upon the third part of the river and upon the fountains of waters. And the name of the star is called Wormwood. And the third part of the waters became wormwood, and many men died of the waters because they were made bitter. And in verse 12, and the fourth angel sounded, and the third part of the sun was smitten, and the third part of the moon, and the third part of the stars, so as the third part of them was darkened, and the day shone not for a third part of it, and the night likewise. So we see darkness is covering the earth. You know, now this sounds a lot like the plague that we read in the book of Exodus when God told Pharaoh to let his people go, and then he sent those plagues. And when you read verses 7 through 11 that we have read here, these turn of events sound much like a repeat of the plagues, the nine plagues that were sent to the earth back in the book of Exodus, the water turning into blood, the fire and brimstone type of experiences is what I'm seeing here all over again. And in verse 12, and the fourth angel sounded, and a third part of the sun was smitten, and a third part of the moon, and a third part of the stars, so as the third part of them was darkened, and the day shone not for a third part of it, and the night likewise. And you know, if you remember back in the book of Exodus, God sent a plague of darkness, and the darkness was on the lands in such a way that it could be felt. The darkness was so dark. And then here we see darkness coming into the earth again in a similar like way. And in verse 13, and John said, and I beheld and heard an angel flying through the midst of heaven saying with a loud voice, woe, woe, woe to the inhabitants of the earth by reason of the other voices of the trumpet of the three angels, which are yet to sound. So we are out of time. There are three more trumpets yet to sound, and we will get into those on next week, which I knew that it wouldn't be enough time, but we made it to the fourth trumpet of the angel who had the power over the waters to turn them to wormwood, to make the waters bitter, so that the men died on the earth that would drink it. And then now we have seen that the plague of darkness. And so hold that thought. Please come back to the program in your own time. Listen on demand and take notes. Please share this program via email with family, with friends, with people you know that will benefit from this teaching on the book of Revelation, so that we can start to get ready, people. It's time to get out of here. It's not time to be afraid, glory to God, of the things that are to come on the earth, because God's people will be protected and covered. And, you know, if we should see little things, it could be rattling, unnerving and rattling, but keep your face towards God, especially as, you know, the latter day approaches. And because the great day of the Lord is coming, as we are starting to see, as we have read through the apocalypse with the seven seals. But like I said, go to my website at www.inspirationalcorneronline.com, and there click on the blog talk icon, and then you can share that via email with your friends and family, or just make a copy of the link and send that out, post it on your wall or Facebook. It's blogtalkradio.com/inspirational, INSPIRATIONAL corner, CORNER online. And then there you can listen on demand to any program that you may have missed, and also post it on your Facebook, share it with your friends, and let's start evangelizing and getting people ready for the great day of the Lord. And don't forget, while you're on the website, Inspirational Corner Online, click the TV link so that you can watch television programs that you may have missed in the past. As well, send me an email, jones.katura95@gmail.com. God bless you. Have a great rest of your day. Remember 1 Peter 5 and 7 from the Amplified Bible. God cares about you affectionately.